Jovi Ravelas, also known as World Wanderer. Welcome to Sydney.
Good afternoon.
Ikaw ang isa sa mga dumaraming bilang ng mga Pilipino na hindi OFW na nabibigyan ng pagkakataon na makapaglakbay sa buong mundo. Unang-una, pang ilang biyahe mo na ngayon sa taong ito at ilang syudad at bansa na ang naabot mo muli nang ikaw ay nahilig sa pagbabiyahe?
Actually, for this year, this is my, wait, March, September, this is my fourth trip for the year. But the entire World Wanderer trips, this is my, I think, 78th country and 200 plus cities.
Oh, napakarami yeah. na talaga nun. Itong biyahe mo ngayon sa Australia, pumunta ka sa Melbourne, tapos tumuli ka sa Cairns, at ngayon sa Sydney. Paano mo ihahambing yung tatlong magkakaibang syudad kung isasalarawan mo yung tatlong syudad na yan?
Yun nga yung maganda sa Australia. They have the... They actually have the best of everything. Melbourne actually is more on fashion. Cairns is more on adventure. And Sydney is more on arts.
Yeah, yeah. Those are the three distinct,
I think, characteristic of each cities.
Hindi na kita tatanungin kung ano yung mas gusto mo sa tatlong city.
Yeah.
Okay. Ang pagkakaiba mo sa mga ibang mga Pilipino na mahilig magbiyahe, no, ikaw rin ay presidente at nagmamay-ari ng dalawang kumpanya, no, yung Tagline Communications tsaka yung Moorboard, no, interior design. Paano mo ito na pagsasabay na hindi mo napapabayaan yung papel mo bilang nagmamay-ari ng kumpanya?
Well, I think the secret is hire the best employees. When people ask me, I always tell them na I'm a part-time businessman and a full-time traveler. So, I delegate.
Kailan ka nahilig talaga sa pagbabiyahe? Si World Wanderer.
I started traveling around 2005.
Marami na yung mga Pilipino, lalong-lalo yung mga kabataan na nagbibitaw sa kanilang mga trabaho o on the side pinagbubuti yung trabaho nila habang sila ay naglalakbay. Ano ang masasabi mo dito sa trend na ito para sa mga Pilipino? Nakikilala na yung mga Pilipino na traveling people din.
Yeah, actually I don't see anything wrong with that. Traveling can be very educational and with the digital world, you can do work online. I don't want my kids to do that. I still want them to do the traditional way. Yeah, but I'm nothing against it. Manila, I'll keep coming back to
Manila. Simply no. Marami ka lang naabot na bansa. Sabi mo, may 78 na. And I suppose nakaabot ka na sa iba't ibang kontinente. Ang tanong na karamihang Pilipino, ikaw ba? Nalibot mo na ang Pilipinas?
Nalibot in a sense that I've been through Luzon, Visayas, and Mindanao. But the far-flung areas like in Basilan, that part in Iquitos.
Kung iko-compare mo talaga yung Pilipinas sa ibang mga napasyalan mo, anong masasabi mo objectively?
I still love the Philippines. Actually, pag pupunta kami ng like the likes of Europe, sometimes I feel sad because lagi namin sinasabi, pwede itong gawin sa Philippines eh. Wala lang talagang, I think the government needs to fund those things. Yeah, but Philippines has a lot of potential in terms of developing the tourism.
Anong lugar yung masasabi mong pinakamaganda na naabot mo na nas? Kung sana sabihin mo sa mga Pilipino, maabot rin ninyo.
Oh, for me, I think Greenland and Iceland. I'm actually very extremes in terms of pag malamig gusto ko super lamig, pag mainit gusto ko super init. So.
At ano naman yung lugar na masasabi mo sana nakalimutan mo na o ayaw mo na puntahan, ayaw mo na balikan?
Wala pa naman because when we travel to a certain place, we see to it that we, you know, it's a combination both of a good experience and the bad experience. So, and I learn a lot from those experiences.
Based on your experience, no, ilang araw dapat ang normal na pagbiyahe papuntang ibang bansa?
Well, actually, it's relative. It depends on the country that you're going to visit because there are countries that can show you more. There are countries that 20 days is not enough. There are also countries that 2 days lang okay na. So it really depends. So it's better really to do your research before you book your
if you're going to San Francisco.
At si World Wonder, anong inaharap niya sa kanyang biyahe? Museum ba? Pagkain ba? Mga landmarks ba? O yung mga tao?
Actually, lahat. Everything that you mentioned, yeah.
Magbigay ka ng isang insidente na masabi mong hindi mo makakalimutan.
Well, just recently, karoon ako ng problem with, it's not yet confirmed, but the doctor in Melbourne told me that it might be a kidney stone. So, the pain is unbearable when I was in flight. Yeah, it's about 5 hours before landing to Melbourne. I felt that super painful. So I encourage all the Filipino travelers to really get your travel insurance. That's the best way to.
So negative na hindi mo makakalimutan. Ito yung pinakamapait. Yung hindi yung masaya naman na hindi mo makakalimutan. Talagang nagbigay sa'yo ng lubusang kasiyahan.
Masaya, well, actually, there's a lot. One in particular is when the first time na nadala ko yung two boys ko, my two kids, sa Europe. Yeah, seeing their faces, you know, having that experience, giving them that experience, that's, I think, the most memorable one for me.
Yung bansa naman o city na sabi mo babalik-balikan mo?
Well, ang binabalik-balikan namin currently is Paris and Paris and New York, so yeah.
And bakit ito binabalik-balikan?
I'm more of a cosmopolitan person, so I love the hustle and bustle of the city, and we love to shop. So
and bilang isang Pilipino, no, Asyano na Pilipino na galing sa, masasabi pag bumiyahe ka, tinuturo nilang isang galing sa mahirap na bansa. Naging mahirap ba para sa'yo o hindi mo na pinapansin yung mga ganitong kaso?
Discrimination in some of the European countries, yes. I indirectly, yeah, but mafi-feel mo eh. Like for example, when you go to a restaurant, a fine dining restaurant, sometimes you'll be waited. You'll wait like 30 minutes before you're seated.
At ano mga bagay naman na natutunan mo sa yung paglalakbay World Wanderer?
Traveling is really very educational, so it taught me na bago lahat. I think yung pinakaano is yung prejudice mo, yung judgment mo, mababago. Experiencing the different culture, it's a very good experience.
But no matter how far or how wide I roam, I still call.
At pwede bang magbigay ka ng ilang tips, Mr. World Wonder, para sa mga hindi pa nahihilig magbiyahe na maaring i-explore nila itong pagbabiyahe? Makatikim man lang sila ng isa o dalawang bansa sa 78 bansang nadalaw mo.
Okay, on the top of my list actually for travel tips, get a travel insurance. that's the top on my list. Second, travel light. Don't invest on expensive or luggages. Yeah, yung pinakamura lang para kasi binabato-bato rin lang naman yan pagdating sa airport. And the last would be you need to plan your travel. Traveling is, especially abroad, it's not a spontaneous thing.
Meron akong 50,000 gusto kong magbiyahe. Saan ako maganda pumunta na mapapakinabangan ko yung 50,000 pesos na yun? Assuming from the Philippines.
Oh, from the Philippines, if you have 50,000 pesos, my recommendation is I'm a fan of maximizing my money. So I suggest you go region-wide first. Like you go, if you're young.
ASEAN yan, no?
Yeah, ASEAN. You go backpacking Indochina. Yeah, so you got to visit like 3 countries and 6 cities. Yeah.
And kung mula Australia, I have $1,000. Sa tingin mo makakarating $1,000 na yun?
if you are an Australian, go to the Philippines. We have a lot to show. Yeah, and your $1,000 will go a long way.